This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 114 for Friday, October 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures Kelowna contracts are higher on Friday, gaining strength after losses earlier in the session. The November Kelowna contract is up $4.40 at $550 per ton. The more heavily traded January contract is up $4.10 at $551, and the March contract is up $3.20 at $552.90 per ton. Support is coming from strength in Chicago soy oil as well as Malaysian palm oil. Lower European rapeseed is weighing on values. Profit-taking is becoming a feature of trading as contracts continue to be near highs unseen for the last few years. As well, trading in the November contract will pretty much end today and will officially expire in mid-November. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged at 76.07 U.S. cents. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola are more than 422,000 tons for the week ending October 18th. Canola exports are nearly 241,000 tons, and domestic usage exceeds 207,000 tons. There's rain in Argentina and Brazil, but the dry conditions in both South American countries still persist. More rain is in the forecast, especially for Brazil. Meanwhile, wildfires in Argentina are affecting 2.2 million acres of land for soybeans. Also due to dry conditions, the Rosario Grain Exchange is cutting its estimate of wheat production in Argentina by 4% to 16.8 million tons. Elsewhere in the world, Russia is getting rain as well, but not enough to alleviate the dry conditions affecting its winter crops. Rain and snow continue to slow the pace of the corn and soybean harvests across North and South Dakota, as well as Minnesota and Wisconsin. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 100,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The November contract is up a dime at $10.84 per bushel. December soy oil is up more than 0.4 of a cent at 34.11 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up $4 at $3.8640 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Friday, with the December contract up 3 cents at $4.19 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady, with the December contract unchanged at $3.035 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher on Friday. Chicago December is up 10 cents at $6.33. Kansas City December is up 9.5 cents at $5.70. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is up 4.5 cents at $5.79. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, October 23rd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.